Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a criminal government completely rogue, doing whatever it wants, whenever it wants, totally beholden to financial interest, strip mining the societal treasures of the United States and leaving behind a rear guard of scorched earth paramilitary police to basically just control us as a burned out third world cesspit as they burn the bridges behind them. It's a military operation with military precision. Richard C. Cook is our guest. We've now reached the point where the IMF World Bank Crime Syndicate's operation is like a 100-pound tick attached to a 50-pound dog. And I see articles like this every day. Agency French Press, or French news agency, rising prices tip another $75 million towards starvation. And when you read it, it's what Mr. Cook just said before the break. Economist, economic historian, advisor to the White House, Washington Post writer, NASA advisor. The IMF has a 100-point plan. They come in and they say, you will sterilize your people. You will not feed them. You will give us everything. You will sign everything over to us at 20% compounded interest. And the dictator signs the check, flies in, moves to Switzerland, and that's the end of it. The people die. This is blasphemous. So we're getting into the real economy. What this looks like is the pressure cooker heats up. Global numbers affected by acute hunger rose from 850 million to 925 million by the start of this year because of rising prices, the head of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization said Wednesday. And I always hear these redneck idiots and liberal trendies. You know, they all do it. They go, oh, you ever see those starving blacks on TV and people in Asia? They're pathetic. Why don't they just move where there's food? Because there's another tribe in the region over that wants to chop their arms and legs off with machetes. And because the United States and NATO and Europe and the rest of them put in dictators there over and over again and threw out good governments and paid groups to go in and kill the good government and to go in and destroy all the farm equipment, and it's all in official documents. So when you see those little starving kids with flies all over them, it's all on our heads because we let these murderers take control. Let's go back to Mr. Cook in the 3 minutes we've got left in this segment. Then we're going to come back and really give him the floor to go with where he sees all this going in the future. Continue with the real economy.
Well, the one thing people really do not understand is that the problem we're facing today is not with the real economy. It's not with the producing economy. Despite all that we hear about scarcity, shortages, and so on, I think there's a consensus among people who really understand these things, like Stiglitz, for example, who worked for the World Bank, that the world's economy is capable of producing what people need to live, not only in the developed nations, but also in the underdeveloped nations or the developing nations, if they had a free hand, for example, to grow their own food, which they do not have anymore.
I hate to interrupt again, but you just bring up too many good points. The British Population Commission from 44 to 49 said the third world's going to do too good unless we do this. We can produce five times what we need. Go ahead.
Yes, that's correct. And what the developing world has been doing in the last 10 years has been remarkable. I mean, China has had tremendous growth rate. India has a tremendous growth rate. And even the Asians, the nations of Africa, have had a fairly decent growth rate over the last 5 years. Now, according to the IMF, all that is about to end, and it's about to end because of the rise in prices of fuel and of food. They're projecting significant declines in the growth rate of the developing world because of this, and of course, we know that the rise of prices is not because of supply and demand factors, which the propaganda tries to get us to believe, but it's because of controlled markets. It's because of the controlled futures markets. It's because of the controlled worldwide oil markets.
Richard, stop. Let's come back to that after the break. By the way, it's been announced. The red light cameras you thought were for red lights, U.S. government's involved. It was part of a larger grid, mainstream news. They're tracking us everywhere we go. NSA control.
Oh, Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The loan sharking New World Order crime syndicate controllers, the architects of enslavement, that's the only way to describe them, have engineered a system to buy up our counties, our cities, our states, our infrastructure, to use our credit and our name to buy up the world's infrastructure. Now they've moved into the final phase of the Ponzi scheme, but instead of running out of town with all their goods, they've decided to fully basically accelerate debt to the power of infinity and then use a militarized police state to enforce our payment to them for their right to own the world. It's like paying to be a slave is what I call it. It is just amazing. Richard C. Cook, economist, historian, is our guest. He's predicted a lot of this. And we even have a link to one of the global research stories, the one he just put out today, up on Infowars.com right now. We'll give you his website before he leaves us in about 20 minutes. But continue where you left off about what's really causing what's happening in the economy and how you see this unfolding in lieu of, you know, multi-hundred-million-dollar bailouts on a daily basis.
Well, one point I want to make, this is the central point, and it's in the article that's coming up today. The root cause of all of this is the debt-based monetary system that overloads the producing economy with debt. And this is the system that, of course, the Federal Reserve has managed since 1913. They didn't originate it. It had been around a long time. We had the first Bank of the United States. Second Bank of the United States, the national banking system. We have been basing our economy on debt and debt-produced money almost since the United States began. And the reason that it worked in the past was that we had a very rapidly growing economy that
Western
was able
expansion.
To keep one step ahead.
Western expansion.
Yeah, and we don't have that anymore. We have a slow-growth economy now. And even though the Federal Reserve has talked about lowering interest rates and interest rates coming down to allow people to buy their homes, historically, these interest rates are much higher than they were, say, for example, in the 1930s during the New Deal, when we had the basis of the savings and loan industry put into place, where very low interest was used for people to buy homes. And we also had the Reconstruction Finance Corporation that gave very low interest loans in the range of 1-2% to industry, to farmers, to state and local governments for building infrastructure and that type of thing. And the physical economy of the United States really was created by the New Deal using very low cost credit. And the Federal Reserve at that time, during the 1930s, actually worked with Roosevelt and the federal government in order to allow very low interest to come into being. We lost all of that starting in the 1950s. In the 50s, the financial industry, the big banks, the big financiers began to take over the economy again, raise interest rates, and we've had a steadily rising regime of interest rates ever since then. It really took off in the 1970s. And then we had the Volcker recession of 1979 to 1983, where interest went over 20%. And that's what really brought down our producing economy.
Now, Richard, there are millions of people out there listening, thousands who believe whatever the programming is, and they're saying high interest rates are at 4%. No, real interest rates are at about 9, 10%. Some people are paying 20-something percent on credit cards. Do you want to explain real interest rates and real economic numbers versus the pabulum that's put out?
Well, interest grows exponentially because it's compounded, and people can see that in their credit cards, particularly if they're paying like 20%. My daughter has been religiously making her credit card payments, and she can never pay any more than the interest because the interest just keeps going up. With a mortgage, all of the interest is paid up front in the mortgage. So you can go years and all you're paying is interest, or you can have interest-only loans where you're never doing anything but paying more and more interest to the banks, which just compounds mechanically. And so in the course of U.S. history, when we've been under this system for now 200 years, interest has taken us to the point where the total debt that is sitting on top of our economy is almost at the $70 trillion range. And that doesn't even count what they call federal unfunded liabilities, you know, for the out years for Social Security and Medicare, that sort of thing.
Well, that's what I wanted to say is that I've looked at the numbers, especially the new ones with all these bailouts. There's more fiat debt than there is even real assets in the world.
Yes, that's correct when you get into the total derivatives load and the derivative debt. But if you take something just like the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bailout, the Federal Reserve now is going to add to our debt load and the Treasury Department possibly up to $5.3 trillion because that's what Fannie Mae and the Freddie Mac asset load amounts to. Our federal deficit right now has taken us to a $9 trillion national debt. We could be increasing that by half again as much over the next several years simply by one bailout of the big mortgage insurers.
That's another question.
The debt load is just astronomical.
They're saying these bailouts are $2 trillion, but they admit the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, even if it's on the low side, is $5
trillion. Yeah, that's what they insure. Yeah, $5.3 trillion is their asset base of what they insure.
So when we hear Paulson saying it's a trillion, that's a huge lot.
Well, that's the low ball estimate, you know. That's what we hope we can get away with. The downside potential is much greater than that. And again, it all depends on whether the producing economy is going to allow working people to make enough money to pay off of these loans or whether they just continue to go into foreclosure. And it
doesn't look like that's
going to happen.
Well, we have our factories are gone. We're debased. Tax incentives to leave. More and more bureaucracy and taxes? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Where do you see things going?
Well, the one good sign that we have is that exports are increasing. We've seen a little bit of growth because of the, you know, the dollar is not sliding as much as it did because the Federal Reserve is not cutting interest rates anymore. But I think we're looking at a long-term recession or even depression where working people are just going to have to work harder and more jobs, longer hours, just to pay down the debts. Because the only way out of it is bankruptcy. And they've made it harder and harder. As you know, the 2005 bankruptcy reform law made it harder than ever before.
Because they knew this was coming.
To go bankrupt. Yeah. And it was to protect the credit card companies. And student loans, for example, were taken off the table. You can no longer declare bankruptcy and get out of paying a student loan. That rides all the way through bankruptcy.
Now, let's think
about
this.
So does your tax bill, and the tax bills are going up.
I was about to say, let's think about this. The tax bills don't go away. You can't really declare bankruptcy like you could. But they wrote the law so they can move their money offshore. A few years ago, they changed that to block us, the slaves. They passed laws so it's hard to declare bankruptcy. I mean, they preemptively have headed off the pass.
Yes, that is correct.
And then we get to bail them out.
Yeah, that is correct. That's absolutely correct. That's why I'm saying that the United States is becoming an impoverished nation. Now, let me make another point here. What is driving the bailouts? One factor that is driving the bailouts is competition with Russia. We are now facing the possibility, in fact, the reality of a resurgent Russia that is not buying into the New World Order financial system, that is creating its own ability to finance its internal economy, that is supplying huge amounts of natural gas to Europe, that is beginning to regain its position of power with respect to the Central Asian republics that used to be part of the USSR, that are moving toward an alliance with China and possibly with India. We're moving toward what the Russian leaders are calling a multipolar world. They put us on notice that they're not buying in any longer to the unipolar world where the United States simply controls everything. So we've met our match on the world stage, and what they are trying to do is to keep some semblance of an economy afloat, because as time goes on and we're in increasing competition with Russia for world prestige, for world power, for leverage in dealing with other nations such as the Latin American nations, we're in serious trouble in terms of being able to present to the world a functioning society, a functioning economy.
And by the way, everybody knows they write White House memos saying torture children. Everybody knows we have demons, untrustworthy culls running things. And I'm sure you know this, Richard, but NATO announced massive military spending increase and massive reaction buildup forces for war with Russia. Did you see that today?
No, I did not see that today, but of course that's what the trend is. We have been trying, and of course NATO becomes part of this, and NATO oftentimes even acts independently of the U.S. It did in the Balkan Wars. They've been trying to surround Russia, and that's why the Ukraine and the Georgian Republic have become such a battleground between Russia and the West. And now we see the Ukraine beginning to move back toward Russia.
That's right. In fact, the puppet that the globalists put in is basically losing control of the parliament right now as pro-Russian forces take over, who had been anti-Russian, but they see this. They don't want to be used as a suicidal pawn against Russia.
Well, that's right. And the Ukraine traditionally is a Russian ally and has, of course, been part of Russia at one time. And now they're moving back toward Russia. So the sides are being drawn in the world for what could become a very, very devastating war. And it doesn't have to happen that way, but it's going to happen that way unless something can be done. And I've always said that the easiest way for a nation that is bankrupt to get out of harm's way, or so they think, is to start a war, because then they can cancel their debts. And to me, that's the biggest concern that I have right now.
Final segment with Richard C. Cook. We'll talk about the geopolitical formations and the different ways this could unfold on the other side. We'll also give you his website. I'm Alex Jones. Ours is InfoWars.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
I beg the listeners of this radio show to go to the archives of it that are all over the web and listen to shows from 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I spend 5, 6, 7 hours a day. I mean, I've got books on the shelf, you know, European economics, and some family cousin will be over who's a, you know, banker, and they'll freak out that, you know, I wouldn't even read that in college. It's interesting. You have to understand it. And not that I'm some mastermind of this. I'm a generalist. I read lots of different things, study things, but I bring on the experts. and the real experts, not the talking heads you see on TV, the people who've had track records where you can go read their writings from 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and see that they were right. That's who we bring you, people like Richard C. Cook. And so it's an acceleration of knowledge, all of us together going over different facets, different angles, different perspectives. Everyone agrees we have a very decadent, megalomaniacal elite in control of the United States. This happens more often than not. They are moving towards martial law. They are moving towards some of the most hellish tyranny scientifically organized and directed ever seen. But the good news is they're losing credibility and being exposed everywhere. So I've got a lot of optimism. Now, that doesn't mean that we're even winning the fight. It means we've got a chance to win the fight. We've got about 4 minutes left. Richard C. Cook, really appreciate you honoring us with so much time. I know you're a busy man. In the last 4 minutes, anything else you want to add about the geopolitical outlook and how one of these wars could start?
Well, it's already started because the what we've seen in the Georgia situation was one of those border skirmishes between the West and Russia. And it's only going to get worse unless something is done to resolve the economic situation in the United States, because it's what some people have called a flight forward. We can't solve our own problems, so in order to escape from them, we blame someone else and go try to start a war with somebody. That isn't going to work anymore. That is the end game that now has to be avoided. But what people need to understand, I think, Alex, is there are ways to fix this situation if we really put our minds to it. We've got a monetary reform movement in this country that has been growing in strength. A lot more people have been understanding the things that can be done economically and that can be done to get away from this debt-based monetary system that we have and to make some real changes. I would suggest people take a look at the website for the American Monetary Institute. I've got a new report coming out. It's called Election 08, Crime Family Food Fight or Threat to Mankind, where I go into a lot of these possible ways of approaching the situation. People can get that if they'll send us an email to economicsanity@gmail.com, and we'll give them information about that, or check out my articles, particularly the monetary reform articles on global research, because the only way an industrial economy can work, in my opinion, is through what I call dividend-based consumption. People should study the Alaska Permanent Fund. If you do look at the Alaska Permanent Fund, don't think Sarah Palin made it up. She found it there when she became governor.
You're talking about the comprehensive annual financial reports, and see, that's what the bankers are doing now. They're robbing all that giant slush fund government investment largesse that was our money. They tricked governments into thinking this, and now they've basically stolen it. And I need to have you up for an hour sometime just to go over that dividend plan, because well, there is so much wealth. We are so productive, ladies and gentlemen, that we should all be living like kings.
The one thing they did that worked was the tax rebate stimulus payment. Now, you know, it wasn't a lot of money. A lot of people had to use it to pay off their credit cards. The IRS took a lot of it because they said people owed them money. But nevertheless, that's the only thing that gave a positive number to the GDP during the second quarter of this year, was that tax rebate stimulus. That was the thing that worked, because what you're doing with that is you're putting purchasing power in the hands of the consumer. That's the only way. Building up the purchasing power of the consumer base at the grassroots level that can salvage this economy,
but that
not
makes,
loading more debt on us.
But that creates independent, dynamic people who aren't wards of the state. And
that's
then,
right.
And then they might take the government over, and then we can't run our monopoly, and then we can't, you know, again. And so that's why they won't allow that. But I actually agree with, I've studied the model that you and others have come up with. I think it's a beautiful model. The problem is there's so many crooks in there, they would probably take it over or use it against people. But it's certainly better than what we have going on now. And my big thing is we don't really owe this debt. It's a fraud. Kick them out. Arrest the people involved. You know, basically retire the debt. And then, as you said, incentivize construction, building, industry, ideas, local government, you know, local industry, decentralization, and we could literally go to the stars. Richard C. Cook, thank you so much for spending time with us. Give us your website.
Okay, thanks, Alex. It's www.richardccook.com or economic, Sanity at gmail.com.
Thanks for spending time with us, sir.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Take care. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley in about 10 minutes. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day to stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
the Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
We got Webster Tarpley joining us in about 10 minutes. Get his take on what's happening in the financial system. That's somebody who, for 30 years, has been talking about how the British banking system was going to engineer this. He'll want to talk about how evil Barack Obama is over and over again when they're both complete puppets and it doesn't matter. But that's fine and dandy. He can run on about that. I really like Webster. I just really want to have him on about the issue that he really knows what he's talking about on. He's certainly been on this economic situation for a very long time. And to say that some presidential candidate, one way or the other, is going to mean a hill of beans, well, we're going to argue about it. Or maybe we won't. I just... It makes my head spin to watch this thieving going on. Ron Paul, many others said it. If they bail out the bankers, which isn't a bailout, we have to use the semantical term that they've now identified it as. If we bail them out, that is just them taking over anything and everything that's left. And if the average American's got $80-something thousand in debt a few years ago, and they're talking about doubling the debt, in just the next two, conservatively up to $20 trillion from $10 trillion, and that's their Cook numbers, then we're talking about $170,000 a person. And that's with all of the inflation going on. You're having to pay more for everything. And then, I mean, the money comes into this office from DVD sales and books and videos. And then I pay people and try to give them little bonuses so they can live comfortably. And there's not a lot of money left. And, I mean, the money pours in here, folks, with advertisers and video sales. And it just goes right back into the fight. I can't imagine in this economy how I would have survived, say, 12, 13 years ago when I was living in a tiny one-room apartment and working two jobs then so I could drive a nice car and be comfortable and eat where I wanted and take girls out on dates. I mean, now, in this economy with what things cost, with what the jobs I had then, knowing what I was paid then, I mean, I would be... It'd be hard to even have a car working the two jobs, much less. I mean, it's bad, folks. And I know I don't have to tell you about that. I know you're feeling it. And for wealthy people who are like, yeah, I'm having to pay a lot more, but so what? Hey, your money's in danger in your investments, your annuities, the bank, everywhere. And, you know, I'm not piling on the government here or the corrupt people that run it, trying to make them look bad, trying to, you know, paint a bad picture. I don't cover one hundredth. I mean, I read hundreds of articles. I print them off. I've got them in front of me on the web. Just every form of corruption, tyranny, evil. And I don't even want to cover it. I don't even want to go over it. I'm sick of it. There's no end to these people. They're so bankrupt intellectually, morally. They're so untrustworthy. They've been caught lying to us millions of times. And to know that the establishment knows, the general public still isn't that tuned into reality. And so to see the lies they put out every day, they're so elementary. And you just want to warn people. So you call in on WOAI. I did that this morning. Hi, my name's Bill. I'd like to come on and comment on what they're saying about the economy. They're saying it was the entitlement society and people lying on their forms, but and the call screener is, uh-huh, and what else do you want to say? Well, and I want to say that's part of it, but the larger issue is that the brokerage houses and big banks that own them and control them would certify these bad debts and sell them and leverage them. And, well, thanks, but we don't need that opinion right now. Thank you. And I'm like, hey, man. And the person's like, ah, ha, ha. And if I try to call into other talk stations in Austin, yes, I did it. And if I say my name, they won't have me on, so I've got to. And the sick thing is I have to be deceptive. A few months ago, I heard them on the air talking about gas prices being way up, and no one knew that it was 30% of speculation, 70% was dollar devaluation. So I wanted to call in, and I called in. They wouldn't let me on, so I called back later and said, yeah, I want to talk about how I got a motorcycle to be able to save and how I'm saving. And that's what they like, you know. And so they put me on, and then I shifted out of it and hit them hard. I mean, you've got to lie to get on these shows. They tell them, we want idiots calling in. We want stupid people. We want it to dumb down. And I have to watch all these people, just the hosts, the idiot callers, not having any idea. And then we know what's going on. It's all stated open. We tell you decades before what's going to happen. Years before. I mean, it's literally like walking up to somebody's house, knocking on the door and saying, don't you know your house is on fire? And there's smoke and flames burning them. And they go, no, it's a conspiracy. And they slam the door in your face and walk off. And get. I mean, I just can't even. Sometimes it's almost like it's an insult to everybody that knows the truth to even argue or even tell people about this. You shouldn't have to be told about what's going on. I shouldn't have to argue with you and tell you the CIA ships in the majority of the narcotics. I shouldn't have to sit here and explain all this to you. It's so simple. How can it be so clear to me and so clear to all these other analysts and historians and sociologists and but then you talk to the public, and it's like they are cowards deep down. And so they rationalize and decide to say what you're saying is not true because it's scary. Like children, like three-year-olds, they think if they deny that something will hurt them, that somehow that changes reality. You need to stop living in la-la land. You need to understand we're in a world of hurt, folks. Oh, God, the people running things have killed hundreds of millions last century. They are so hardcore. They are so evil. Go ahead and call Webster Tarpley. Thank you. All right, I'll tell you about a few sponsors that make this show possible. Sponsors I believe in. One of them is Ecola Blue, great system that takes water out of the air, does 7.5 gallons in regular humidity, even higher in humid areas like Austin, Texas, and even in a high desert, very dry. It gets, let me see the actual number here, half of that, or it gets about 4 gallons. Atmospheric water generator for home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. But why believe me in thousands of studies that they put it in there to chemically attack you, and it does? Just ignore it. Just keep drinking it. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. It grabs it right out of the air, folks, and then puts it through 5 filters. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. How the filtering process works is important to look at. Go to their website, Ecola Blue, E-C-O-L-O Blue, ecoloblue.com. They ought to just call themselves free water or clean water or water from air. I mean, it's just, Ecola Blue is a nice name, but I mean, it's just super. Totally pure water would be a good name. Ecoloblue.com, 1-866-585-4044, 1-866-585-4044. The water passes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by antibacterial fungal UV light. Also, the machine comes in the colors red, black, white, green, silver, and blue. Let me give you their number to get a free brochure. 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. And like every few months, you just pull the filters out, wipe them off, stick them back in. It's water out of the air, so it's already really clean, but then it goes through 5 filters. 866-585-4044 or ColorBlue.com. And then also, I want you to know about New Vitality, one of the longest continually operating big mainline vitamin companies. We're proud to have them. High-quality nutrients, vitamins, minerals. No magic claims, no miracle claims, just that it's high quality. And it's stuff that's well-known for... take their prostate, super beta prostate pills. It's just a whole bunch of different herbs, well known that even doctors subscribe to shrink the prostate after the age of 40, 45. Really a healthy thing to do. 800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, super beta prostate. They have products like Aloe, Ease, Body Cleanse, totally flushes your lower and upper intestine, large and small intestine out. Just super power-packed concentrate aloe vera with some other herbs. Really great stuff. 800-569-4056 or link through on their banner on Infowars.com. It's newvitality.com or 1-800-569-4056. Okay, some of the other news I have in front of me, then we're going to go to Webster Tarpley. Black Monday could have been financial terrorism. CNBC host compares crash to pre-9/11 short selling of airline stocks as SEC enforces ban to fight market manipulation. Isn't that funny? You have Buzzy Krongard, the head of the brokerage firm, head of the CIA as well, executive director number two, engaged in the put options against American United, but one of them was 6 times any previous record in the week before. And then you had some other FBI guys doing it themselves. But Kramer never mentions that. It's all, Al-Qaeda's doing it again. I mean, you people make me sick. It came out in European, German, and British papers, even in a few U.S. papers, Reuters, AP, that they started the investigation of insider trading, and it led to the government. So they shut it down. But then they recycle it to say, Al-Qaeda! I mean, if you slip and fall on a banana peel, or your wife starts cheating on you and divorces you, Al-Qaeda. If you get cancer, Al-Qaeda. If your candidate doesn't win, Al-Qaeda. CNBC host Jim Cramer says the financial terrorism could have been behind Monday's stock market crash as part of a conspiracy to bring down capitalism. Listen to the crap they come up with and they call us conspiracy theorists. As the SEC this morning announced a ban on short selling in an effort to fight market manipulation. Boy, that's really going to do some crazy stuff. Traditional people who are already shorting or not, it could be financial terrorism. What a great way to take down America. Maybe they want to find out who is doing the shorting like in 9/11. Remember, the airlines went down first, and people thought it was bin Laden. Cramer, you're making me sick. And it goes on. I got some other news I'm going to blitz through later. There is a lot of it. But for the next hour, we are joined by Webster Griffin Tarpley. And he has the new bombshell book, Selling Quite Nicely, that goes into Barack Obama. Obama, the Postmodern Coup, is available at Infowars.com in the shopping cart. I hope you go and get a copy there or from Webster's publisher. Puts out a lot of great books. And I know Webster probably wants to tell us about how evil Barack Obama is, and I totally agree. And I want to get Berg on, Phil Berg on. He's been going around exposing he's not even really a fully, you know, eligible to be president because his mother had him out of country and hadn't been a U.S. citizen long enough. You know, you have to be here continually. What is it, 18 years, and she wasn't. So all that's interesting. But really where Webster Tarpley's been dead on is government-sponsored terror. His analysis has been really great, top-notch. And for decades, I don't know, 30 years, Webster's been talking about the British oligarch banking cartel, how they engineer implosions. The real scam is tricking the public to, quote, bail them out when that's not what's happening. I mean, I want his expertise on that, and then we can get into the devilish bin Laden and his quest to defeat him and save us with Lord McCain. But, Webster, it is good to have you here.
Thank you, Alex.
Before we get into the devilish, the vicious devil, who I agree, but I want to argue with you a bit about that, let's talk about where you've been spot on, absolutely on target. I mean, how many decades have you been writing and speaking about the financial global crime syndicate?
Well, my first book is about terrorism in 1978. Let me just preface everything. I have a second book. I'm so mobilized about Obama. I have a second book. It's called Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, and that's all about Obama personally from soup to nuts. That's at Amazon.com, Lulu.com. I hope you'll get it too, but right now it's at Amazon and Lulu. So let me just say that. I guess we ought to talk about the financial situation.
Yeah, well, let's go back to Webster Tarpley. We never talk about who Webster Tarpley is. Tell us all about yourself. You're quite a scholar, the top of your class in college. I mean, let's get into your awakening, your political roots as a perspective into what's happening, because I want to give credit where credit's due. You've really been on target about all this for how many decades? So tell us, spend a few minutes on Webster Tarpley.
Well, I guess the thing about me is I've lived in Europe for about 10 years, and I have pretty good familiarity with European economic history and other kinds. And really, my specialty, if you want to know what it is the Venetian oligarchy. In other words...
But let's go back before that. Let's talk about where Webster Tarpley was born. Let's talk about... Well, aren't you a Fulbright scholar? I mean, let's go through who Webster Tarpley is.
I don't know how interesting...
But people want to know about you, Webster. In fact, now listen, I've had a lot of requests.
Okay,
because
fine.
You've been such a frequent guest over the last decade.
We got to get to the financial crash, though. But anyway, I'm born in Western Massachusetts. Actually, the first town in North America to drive out the British was Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And this is already in August 1775, I guess it is. There's a British garrison of two soldiers and one judge, and they're driven out by the citizens of Great Barrington. So that's my little town there in Western Massachusetts.
That was one of the pre-revolts before Lexington and Concord, when they called in heavier reinforcements to then exchange ballots back
well,
and forth with musket balls.
April of 1775. There's also this, again, the idea is that this is the first place where the British are driven out. Other places, you know, had various kinds of clashes earlier than this. But it's the first place in North America that says, get the British out. So I guess I pretty much fit into that. Unfortunately, though, there's too much rebellious spirit in these places. They get into this Shays Rebellion stuff, which is not good. I wouldn't want to support that at all. My family actually is from upstate New York primarily, And they're associated with the inventor Joseph Henry, who is one of the greatest scientists of the 19th century. He's the person who really invented the electric motor. And what you've heard about Samuel F.B. Morse is largely nonsense. He didn't really invent the telegraph. Joseph Henry did. He became a professor at Princeton, and there's a hall named after him. And he's also one of the few people, along with Watt and Volt and Ohm and Gauss, there's a unit, unit of physical measurement named after Henry, the Henry. So really one of the great people, along with Gauss. He's one of the two top electrical scientists. So all of my father, my grandfather, great-great-grandfather, all the way back, they're all named Joseph Henry Tarpley, out of the association of the family with Joseph Henry. And my great-grandfather was in the Battle of Gettysburg. He was in the 11th U.S. Regulars north of Devil's Den, in the 5th Corps of Sykes at the Battle of Gettysburg. So,
all right, let's come back, talk about a little bit more about yourself, and then get into what's happening on the economic front, and then Beelzebama. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Mr. Tarpley is our guest. Okay, so prestigious and scientific family, upstate New York, continuing just a little bit about your awakening growing up, when you found out about the whole global cartel, the international oligarchy based out of Britain, the Anglo-American Crime Syndicate, whatever you want to call it, the overlords, and then let's get into what's currently happening.
Well, I lived in Europe. I spent a summer in Italy in 1964. I had a Fulbright from 66 to 67 in Italy also. Also visited Germany, went to Moscow, places like this, which at that time was not so common as it is now. And then gravitated into the National Caucus of Labor Committees, right, the LaRouche organization, where I spent quite a bit of time and learned a lot out of that, because there were positive features in this, although then the personality cult aspect of it became overwhelming. But I was able, even under those auspices, to publish Who Killed Aldo Moro, which was 1978 in Italian in Rome. That was a question of NATO intelligence, U.S.-British intelligence, kidnapping and killing Moro through the counter gang, the Patsies, the Red Brigades, as part of their geopolitical strategy. And then shortly thereafter, various things in the 1980s, but then 1992, the unauthorized biography of George Bush, which is on the Internet. It's been there for 12 years. That's at tarpley.net.
And it's invaluable. You know, we give a lot of credit to some of the reporters that went to the National Archives in my film Martial Law about the whole Nazi connections to the Bushes. But really, a lot of that original core research and digging it out of the old newspapers was done by you, Tarpley.
Yeah, and so a number of people have come along. They're welcome to do it. It'd be nice if they acknowledged it, but that's fine anyway, that Prescott Bush, the grandfather of the current tenant of the White House, helped to finance Hitler. So that's one. And then in the mid-90s, I put together a collection of essays called Against Oligarchy, which I hope to publish on paper and also on the Internet by the end of the year. And that's a series of essays about the British and the Venetians. So some of that's scattered over the Internet right now. You can look it up. And then after 9/11, 9/11 synthetic terror, made in USA. The printed books that you can get, and I urge people to get them. George Bush, the unauthorized biography, that's published by Progressive Press, reissued. 9/11 synthetic terror, made in USA.
By the way, we have copies of that available at InfoWars.com.
And then after those two, then the current year. This year again, I've done two. I've done as much this year as I've done in quite a few years, which is Obama, the Postmodern Coup, The Making of a Manchurian Candidate, which you have in your store. And then the other one, which just came out, first copy shipped on September 11th this year. That's Barack H. Obama, The Postmodern Coup. And there, the key thing is the poverty pimp. That is to say, the foundation operative. People ask, what's a community organizer? There's a wonderful term that
it's
everybody
a suppressor.
Used to know.
It's a controller.
Well, he's a poverty pimp. In other words, what he does is he takes a bunch of poor, suffering people, he dupes them, and makes them into a saleable political commodity by using them for a purpose which is not their own. Sometimes
that's right. He bundles them and then represents them as their pimp.
Yeah, he's a poverty pimp or poverty-tician, poverty crap.
A limousine liberal.
It's divide and conquer, and that's what he would bring to the White House.
Okay, we're going to get into that. But first, I want to get into your analysis of the current economic feast they're having on us and where you see this going. And then we'll talk about the devilish Barack Obama and the wonderful savior John McCain. I'm being sarcastic. Stay with us, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved